Mac, it's fantastic to see here in Narrabri as part of the Petir Day, and it's also great to see the support of the following companies that have been part of the experience through the Positive Rugby Foundation and New South Wales Rugby Foundation, Macquarie Bank, Macquarie Foundation, Nick Two Foundation, Limtimber, and also Restore Hope Australia. It's important we have these supporters that come out and support us in something like this, but it's a pretty involved thing for the grassroots to get stuck into as well, not only from the rugby point of view, but just in regards to mental health and looking after each other through these tough times that's the drought.
Yeah, it's definitely good to come out to Narrabri and, as you said, just get a bit of awareness about certain things out here. And there's some things I took away from that I didn't really know. So I suppose we get a little bit at the Waratahs there with the support you get through the professional system, but like coming out to community programs where they probably don't get the support all the time helps, yeah.
Of course, you're a country boy yourself. You're from the Downs out at Mitchell. It's some tough times you've got.
Yeah, it's struggled, but I'm pretty sure most of Australia goes through. Like at the moment, we've got the fires and the floods, and you have the drought at the moment. So, yeah, it's good to get the mental health out there and people talking about it a bit more.
And what about your time at the Downs? Of course, you played a little bit of rugby league for the Magpies and then went to the Melbourne Storm. Tell us a little bit about that experience with Craig Bellamy before heading off to the St George Bank Queensland Reds.
Yeah, so obviously started my juniors out at Mitchell Magpies there. It was a good experience, but as you probably know, sport, if you want to go professional, you got to move away from home. So yeah, I went to boarding school and ended up down in Melbourne where I learnt a lot. I did a pre-season down there. I was a bit 50-50, so I did mainly with the 20s and NRL as well, when either Cooper Cronk and Billy Slater or one of those guys didn't train. But things you probably learn from down there the most is just the work ethic they have, how hard they train. Like there's, you take nothing for granted. Only talent gets you a certain amount of the way. And then yeah, as you said, I went to the Reds after that, and I was fortunate enough to have a pretty good year in Australian on the 20s, and yeah, pretty much ended up with Waratahs after that.
How was your time at East Tigers? Of course, Paddy Richards is there as well, but yeah, your thoughts on playing a little bit of the Hospitals Cup there with the Tigers before making the move down south?
Yeah, Tigers are a great club, great community. I only played a few games for them, but yeah, my time there is pretty well spent, and a bunch of good guys, good football team too.
We've moved down to the Waratahs. You've just stitched up another two-year deal, having a couple of games there at fly half instead of Bernard Foley. How do you enjoy your time in the shirt, and are you pretty patient with the fact that Bernard Foley, while a great player, you're going to take that small opportunity that he might get a bit slack because nobody's got a mortgage on anything, and if anything, that with a World Cup year, while he might be fired up, this might be your opportunity?
Yeah, so firstly, getting that opportunity to have a run in the jersey was pretty important. Gives you a fair bit of pride, and then you also want to wear it again and again and again and run out in front of your fans, but also with the team. Like, you train with them all year, you want to be on the field with them when they're playing. And then, yeah, as you said, locking down the 2 years at the Warwick sets me up like in a pretty good headspace where I need to be. But yeah, like probably this year I was patient, but now I don't really want to be patient. I want to sort of take my chances as they come, and I really want to push him this year. So if I get the chance to play a few games, I want to play well and just take the spot.
Yeah, part of the Beasties there and the artificial service there at Willara Oval. Tell us a little bit about some of the times here. Of course, you really dominated the fly half there.
Yeah, this year is obviously a lot easier having a field, having a home ground. But as a football team at East, this year we're good in patches, but we just weren't that consistently good. And we versed Sydney Uni on our first final, and they ended up winning the competition. But I thought a lot of the guys in that team probably got a lot of learning out of that, what they need to be to win the Shoot Shield. It's a tough competition now, especially next year with the World Cup, Super Rugby being so early. There's going to be a lot of Super Rugby players back in Shoot Shield. So,
Of course, finally, you're doing a bit of study or whatever down here?
Yeah, so I did my stock and station licence this year, so I completed that. Just doing little things now, like my truck licence, so I'm going to do my forklift licence, just little things until next year. Then I want to do a bit more of a welding course and boiler making course, so to see where I always want to come back to the country no matter what after football. So at the moment, playing for the Waratahs in Sydney and loving it. It's a good time and good team, but yeah, as you said, it could happen, could end any time, so you've got to have a backup plan and just continue away ticking things off.
Well, Mac, it's good to meet you. You should be able to get your track license on your ear because they gave one to Alex Newsom and Sakopi Kepu,
yeah,
so I'm not sure how they're going to do that in Queensland, but great to meet you. Thank you for your time out here with Petir. You can find out more through, of course, Petir, which is spelled BATYR.com.au, and we thank you for your time. Wish you all the best. Play for the New South Wales Waratahs in 2019.
No, thank you very much for having me. It's good to be here.